census.gov.
Let's have some things to remember.
Okay.
Moments to remember, items to remember. The Good Day program at 7 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen winning.
Winning.
Jennifer Horn winning.
Winning.
Rich McFadden winning.
Not so much.
Winning.
Oh, he's here. Winning.
Those who jump off a bridge in Paris are insane.
Get it? The Seine River.
A man's home is his castle, in a manner of speaking. Practice safe eating. Always use condiments.
You're
hurting
me.
Shotgun wedding, a case of wife or death.
I like it.
A man needs a mistress just to break the monogamy.
Yeah.
Hangover is the wrath of grapes. Dancing cheek to cheek is really a form of floor play. Does the name Pavlov ring a bell? These are
funny
puns. Reading while sunbathing makes you well-read.
Mm. Well-read.
When two egotists meet, it's an eye for an eye. A bicycle can... I need to, like, kind of cut through some stuff, so give me a minute.
No problem.
Okay. A bicycle can't stand on its own because it is too tired. What's the definition of a will, Richie?
What?
A dead giveaway.
A dead giveaway, that's
it.
Time flies like an arrow. Wow. Fruit flies like a banana. In feudalism, let's try this. In democracy, your vote counts. In feudalism, your count votes. She was engaged to a boy with a wooden leg but broke it off. A chicken crossing the road is poultry in motion. By the way, Johnny Preston died.
Who's Johnny Preston?
You don't know who Johnny Preston is?
No.
Richie, Johnny Preston.
Well, let me dig him up. Hold on a second here.
How can you dig him up? Well, I don't know. I'm not, he died yesterday.
I wouldn't say you could
yet.
Dig him up, yeah.
No, he's not in the ground yet. But this is a sort of sad occasion for those of us.
Man.
But remember the moldy, oldy, goody, goldy.
As much as I hate to do this.
Rusty rack of wrinkled records. Here's Johnny Preston.
On the bank of the river.
Okay, I know the song.
Young Indian praise. On the other side of the river. Stood his lovely Indian maid. Little white dove.
How's it? Bad is it? I know all the lyrics.
Such a lovely sight to see, but their tribes fought with each other.
Tribes fought with each other.
So their love could never be.
Welcome back to the Wonder Years. We're your senior host, gets to sing his favorite songs from days gone by.
Yeah. I just needed to divorce myself from where my head was. Thank you very much.
That should do it.
Yep, that should do a good job. 10 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The Doug Steffen website, and those of you who are involved in tweeting back and forth, Jennifer, would you like to give us an overview of some of the things that we have back and forth today? You have been, Richie has been, we've all been kind of involved in, and this is good, by the way, we want more and more people to give us their thoughts. That's really what this is all about, an exchange of ideas one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of things
well,
that we have...
we've been tweeting about Charlie Sheen today. People are describing him as sad. And then we were tweeting about TV news and about Tom Kreidler's home improvement tips. But the most action we got was about the cereal question.
Really?
And I am not kidding. Rich, you are not alone. People like the old Cap'n Crunch.
Cap'n Crunch is it, man.
They love it. Also, another vote for cinnamon...
Non-nutritive cereal varnish kept it crunchy.
That's right. There you go.
Cinnamon... That's called cereal varnish?
Non... non-nutritive cereal varnish. If you ever watched Christmas Vacation, that was Clark Griswold's job, as he created non-nutritive cereal varnishes so to keep the cereal crunchy. That was his job.
And we've gotten votes for, somebody supported me and my Frosted Flakes. They like theirs with banana, though. That's Miranda. Yeah. There's a vote for hot oatmeal. There's a vote for Cheerios from Tom Turner. Brad Gore likes Cinnamon Life. And Wendy likes Lucky Charms.
Really?
Yes.
All right, let's say hi to some of our Twitter followers. Seb Wichman. Hello, Seth. How are things with you? I think we ought to do this every once in a while. Say hello to people who are supporting us, who are hanging around. Here is, Bob Anderson, who's there. Tom Deasy. Deasy. Interesting name. A lady named Joy. Hello, Joy. Joy Brown, you think it is?
Maybe.
Yeah. Joy likes this program. She likes anything that has anything to do with me. No questions asked. Right? Doug Stephan is involved. You're talking about a home run. Yeah, absolutely home. But continue to, we like it when you exchange ideas with us. You can call us if you want at 800-510-8255. Good way to communicate. Also, you can send me an email, doug@dougstephan.com, or Jennifer and Rich, also at dougstephan.com. Or you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. What did I see about Facebook? It was something.
What?
Hold on a minute.
What?
Facebook is using, here it is.
Okay. I'm there right now. I just posted our video of the day.
Facebook is going to now offer friends the ability to buy movies.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
No.
For the first time, the folks at Facebook have made a deal with Warner Brothers to launch an application allowing Facebook friends to use rent, in parentheses, movies directly from their Facebook page. And the first movie up there this week is The Dark Knight. I wouldn't have thought Facebook would be. I suppose you can use it for anything, though.
Sure.
Under the circumstances.
Yeah. Why not?
Right? Is this a good idea? 800-510-8255.
They are reaching everybody. You're going to see Facebook start selling everything.
You think?
Yeah, when they have that kind of.
The model?
When they have that kind of reach, sure.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So I didn't know whether you knew that or you didn't know it, but now you know.
I was expecting it. Facebook has to. I mean, you see the ads, but you kind of ignore them.
Yeah.
They have to just start reaching into your pocket somehow.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing is, wasn't it valued at $1.5 billion or something like that?
Something like that. But once they start to over-commercialize it, that's it. It'll be done.
Somebody else will come along with something. All right. There is theart@dougstephan.com, Charlotte. That's there for you to enjoy. Thank you very much to Betty Reese. She's also got information there. You can get your own portrait. This shows you what people can do if they are clever and they put their mind to something. She just had a picture of Charlotte. She'd never seen.
She went to the website and got a picture of Charlotte.
Right. Yep. Not quite art, but take a look at the mugshot of the guy who was arrested halfway through his haircut. We'll talk about that in a second.
It was hysterical.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is.
It's awesome.
He stabbed somebody, though. Not funny, but.
No. 14.
His haircut was funny.
14 past the hour on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spice. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
If you don't pay your exorcist, you'll get repossessed.
Wow. The man who holding that one for us?
That's why you were so quiet during the break.
Man who fell into an upholstery machine is fully recovered.
Oh.
Fully recovered. You feel stuck with your debt if you can't budget. Every calendar's days are numbered.
That's true.
A lot of money is tainted. Taint yours and taint mine. Hard. Boiled egg is hard to beat. A midget fortune teller who escapes from prison is a small medium at large. I've done that one before. All right, enough of this foolishness. Okay, so here's the story of Dave Davis feeling
good
a little
name.
Bit embarrassed.
Okay.
Embarrassed, was arrested in the middle of a haircut, became the subject of one really stupid-looking mugshot. If you can see this, this 21-year-old guy of Stamford, Connecticut, getting his hair cut when he's said to have been approached by another man, got into an argument. During the fight, it was reported that he picked up a pair of scissors and cut the man across the back, prompting the police to be called in. He was arrested by Stamford. That was where my friend Brent Larrabee
was. Yeah, it was the police chief. Yeah.
Police chief there. Stamford, Connecticut Police Department. They released this photo, and the photo is at DougStephan.com.
It's hysterical.
It is ridiculous.
The guy's got a super 70s afro.
Yeah.
And they were just in the middle of
halfway
shaving
halfway through.
It off.
Right.
So it's like exactly halfway through, he's thin scalped or shaved, and then the other half is the big old afro, and it's hysterical.
This reminds me, remember I told you the story when I started at Heidelberg? I had a New England accent you could cut with a knife. So I went down. That's how I could start on radio. They were teasing me. All of my colleagues, if you will, my freshman classmates were teasing me because there was nobody else there from Massachusetts, and I had a New England accent you could cut with a knife. You know, I made Ted Kennedy sound like a Midwesterner. So I went to the radio station to try to figure out. Somebody suggested, well, why don't you maybe go to the radio station? They can help you. So that was one of my profs. So I went to the radio station, and I met John Caldwell. John was the student manager of the radio station. John, among other things, very, very clever. He was a great magician, very funny guy. Just passed away last year. He had a beard, a full beard, on half of his face. The other half of his face was clean shaven. That was the first radio guy I ever met
That's
in my
funny.
Life. First radio guy, shaved clean, and mustache, everything.
But he kept it that way.
And he kept it that way. Full beard on the other half of his head.
How long did he keep it that way?
Most of that year.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, it was amazing. The guy was amazing. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinitySeaEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
2921. Sounds like the music to a Dodge commercial.
Of a Ranger. The unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right.
Sang his own theme song.
Come yeah. The eyes of the ranger are upon you. Any wrong you do, he's gonna see. When you're in Texas, look behind you.
Cause that's where the ranger's gonna be.
Theme from Walker, Texas Ranger, celebrates the 71st birthday of Chuck Norris.
Yep.
Guy looks pretty good for somebody who's 71,
sure
I think.
Does. Yep, doesn't sure he? Does.
Also turning 71 today is singer Dean Torrance, the surviving member of Jan and Dean, little old lady from Pasadena, Dead Man's Curve, Surf City, Honolulu, Lulu, among their big hits.
Is this the one that was in the wreck or the other
no,
one?
No, the one that was in the wreck was Jan. He's dead.
Okay.
He died a couple of years ago. But Dean's still around. Big friends with most of the Beach Boys.
Well,
the original Beach Boys. They wrote the songs for him. Right?
Well, no. No. And I think it may have been this song. Big thing. Brian Wilson was just like, you know, out of his mind at this point and bored and wanting to do other things.
Right, he wanted to see these guys.
Much to the chagrin of the Beach Boys record company, Brian Wilson gives these guys this song and they record it and make a major hit out of it. And the record company for the Beach Boys is like, are you out of your mind? And Brian Wilson is like,
yeah,
I don't
know. Kind of reminds me of Michael, I think, a little bit, 48.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Chuck Norris's real name is Carlos Ray Norris. Karate. Yeah, I liked him in Delta Force.
Yeah.
Some of the Lone Wolf and...
Good friend of G. Gordon Liddy.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. He goes on the show all the time.
You know that Superman wears Chuck Norris underwear.
Oh, really?
That's right. He does.
I remember that. All right. The guitarist for Boston is Tom Scholz.
That's right.
Scholz. Thank you, Rich. More than a feeling. Peace of mind. Don't look back. Yep. Boston. Remember my silly story about if the cars and police get together with Boston?
Right, they'd have Boston police cars?
They would, yes. Interesting group, anyway.
Hey, great band.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, here's Jeff Ament.
Yes.
Bass player with Pearl Jam.
Ah.
Happy birthday to Sharon Stone's birthday is today.
Great stuff.
Prince Edward's birthday is today.
Is he in a can?
Yes, he's in a can.
No, I don't think
better
so.
Let him out.
Jasmine Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Can't stand her.
Whitley on A Different World.
Yeah.
I love these.
Much care about these shows, frankly.
Yeah.
Eddie Brickell is...
No.
What?
No. Oh, Edie. I didn't see there's only one eight. Don't be so eager to correct me.
Well, I just want to make sure that you get it right.
Did you see
I
don't want to sound silly. Disappointed he was? No.
This is the third time today that I've called up because of misinformation.
You know who she is, don't you?
Edie Brickell?
Yeah.
No.
Mrs. Paul Simon.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
And she also sings this song.
Yes, that's right. Her one and only hit.
Yeah.
Religion, you'll love this one. Here you go.
It's not the smile on the top.
That's not the smile.
It changes, yeah.
Okay.
Hi, John Hamm, who's the star of Mad Men.
Yeah, he's my boyfriend.
Don Draper. Isn't he the one that's smoking all the time, though?
Only on the show, I think.
40 today.
Robin. He's married to the reporter, or not married, but a longtime girlfriend with the girl from 24 last season, the news reporter.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The blonde.
Robin Thicke, 34 today. Richie, American Idol winner, Carrie Underwood, 28 today.
Wow, very good.
And Olivia Wilde, who is on House. Very attractive lady, 27 today.
Switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
3 million Americans know they have it. Are you sure you don't? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Its nickname is the sleeper virus, but it's not dormant. Hepatitis C is often hard at work, damaging your liver. According to the CDC, 20,000 people in the U.S. are diagnosed every year. Two-thirds of them are middle-aged. Spread through blood contact. You can get it using someone else's razor or toothbrush, through an unsterilized needle, or sharing a straw snorting cocaine. If you had a blood transfusion before 1992, you could have gotten it that way, too. To find out, get an inexpensive Hep C blood screening test for antibodies. If that's positive, another test determines if the virus is still active. Many people are cured with chemotherapy or respond well in clinical trials. Take this seriously. Hepatitis C kills over 12,000 people in the U.S. every year. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
With us.
Mind on nothing. That was the first clue. Jennifer Horn is here.
Thank you.
This is the Good Day program. Every once in a while, you just have to zone out. People are so focused. I listened to this nameless host last night. Actually, on my way driving over here today. He's on the radio station that I ought to be on and hopefully will be on. It's a playback of something he did yesterday. And it's just so, it's almost creepy. Listening to this stuff, this drivel, and these guys, you know, this, the next topic on the show is, like it's a show. Yeah, I was preparing for the show all afternoon, watching all the news and reading all the newspapers, and it's a lot of hard work. Yeah, okay.
You weren't impressed?
My God, listening to
Come
some
on.
Of these guys. Ah, jeepers. Your father and I make mincemeat out of most of these people.
I know.
You know, okay, so anyway.
You guys can walk in and bam, you do a show.
Well, it's just that it's some things, I do spend a lot of time, in a manner of speaking, in the preparation mode.
Yeah, but you're reading stuff to read stuff. You're
right,
not,
I'm not sitting down at the table and going, grunt, there are just so many things that are going on.
I've got to get ready for the show. I've got to get ready for the show.
Hey, what is the show? It's not a show. Well, it's a program. Unless you got video.
And most people do this. This show is our life.
Ah.
It's life.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's not our life, and like we live for this show. Huh. This show is
about
life.
What is going on in
and
life.
What's going in our lives and right. everybody's life.
Yeah.
And the best show hosts, one of our producers here was Rush Limbaugh's producer.
Yeah.
And said that he is just a voracious reader. He just absorbs
everything.
Everything.
Yep.
That's his life.
Yeah.
That's why he is as good. And most hosts who are really good, they're not reading. They're not doing prep. It is their life.
Right.
And that's how you can tell the difference between a show host and a great host.
Thank you very much, Rich McFadden.
No problem.
And that's right. Just about there.
A couple of more years of practice, I'll be all
that's
set.
That's right.
So here are some commonly used phrases. Now you'll never guess who sent these to me. I have Ken Kronhaus, who is the medical expert on the Good Day program, is one of the most wonderful human beings you would ever want to come across. And I'm not often impressed with you because most people, and this sounds terrible for me to say, but it's pretty easy to see through most people. Ken Kronhaus, you don't have to look through him. He is the genuine article.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The real deal.
He is every bit as good as he sounds in all so many ways. So he sort of get wraps. Speaking about reading stuff, he's gotten himself, he's very funny, wrapped up in what we're doing on the air, and he hears me do some of this stuff. So he tries now to find me things that he thinks I might use.
That's cute.
And, I mean, this guy is one of the busiest doctors in the country. He's got this gigantic practice and big clinic with 20-some-odd people working in Orlando.
But we have been looking for a producer.
He works like at the office minimum 12 hours a day, most days 13, 14 hours. Gets in there right after he gets done with us. He gets in his car, goes to the office, and he starts. And he'll have patients from 10 in the morning until 8 o'clock at night. And then he does all of his catch-up on the paperwork. Time he gets home is midnight. Anyway, so somehow in his workaday world, he finds things that he likes. He sends me out 3 or 4 things a day. And so yesterday he sent me commonly used phrases, the things that we say but don't realize they cancel each other out. All right?
Yeah, now, no, like I do, yes, no.
Yeah. Clearly misunderstood. Cancels
clearly
each other out.
Misunderstood.
Yeah. Right. Exact estimate. Another
exact
phrase,
estimate, yeah.
Right? A small crowd. Oxymoronic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Acting naturally. How do you do that?
Just act naturally.
Yeah. Found missing. Right? You've heard that phrase
yeah.
before.
Yeah.
Fully empty.
Fully empty. That one I don't hear a lot, but yeah.
Pretty ugly you hear a lot.
Yeah, pretty ugly. Pretty yeah. ugly. Yeah.
Seriously funny. The only choice. And original copies.
Original copies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway. So, speaking of copies, we were talking about the dollar bill and how it ought to be made into a coin. Yesterday at DougStephan.com, you saw the story. I frequently drive up Interstate. It's not Interstate. It's a State Route 23 off of Interstate 270 in Columbus. You come out of the Columbus airport, get on 270, and in order for me to get up to Tiffin, I have to get on 23 and go up to 53. So apparently yesterday, or it may have been the day before, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in cash were spread all over the highway. A motorist called police.
Really?
Spotted what appeared to be money blowing along Route 23. First officer to arrive at the scene has not been seen since. No, that's not true.
Man.
Glenn McIntyre reported, he said, quote, "It looked like the field was growing money. Bills were spread all over the median strip and in between the north and southbound lanes." There's a median strip, and then there's a, I know exactly what you're talking about.
See, how come that never happens to me?
Richie, not born lucky. It took several hours for the police to gather up all the cash. "I can't share with you the grand total," said the police chief. "Of course not, because you kept some of it yourself."
That's right.
He said, "I think it may be between $10,000 and $90,000. We've checked the obvious, found that we called the FBI to find out if it was phony money, and it wasn't, it was real money. Called Brinks, the banks. Nobody reported any money missing." So what do they do with this money? That's the moral dilemma. Do they divide it up among the police officers who were there?
No.
Do they put it in the town coffers to be used to take some, have some effect or impact on the tax rate? Do they give it to charity?
Yes.
Ah. Yeah, that'd be better.
All right, but you know what they're really going
to
do with it?
They have to hold it for 90 days.
Here's what they're going to do. This is what most police officers and offices do with money like this. They put it into a fund to fight the drug war.
Yep.
They confiscate cars when they arrest somebody and take into possession a car or a vehicle that has been used to commit a crime. They keep it. They use it for their own purposes. Same thing is true with money. They'll use the money, set it aside to do some kind of police business, or at least that's what they tell you. And I give them the benefit of the doubt. They use it for upgrading equipment, certain things. It's like schools. You know, and the parent-teacher organizations used to have fundraisers to get microscopes in the science class, or they'd get certain things that we needed in our classes that we didn't get. Well, it's the same sort of thing. There are things the police stations don't have, little toys they want, so they'll use it for that. But nobody in 2 days has shown up. So my thinking is, and it's the way probably everybody goes, is this drug money. What else, why would somebody not report $100,000 or $90,000 lost if it wasn't drug money? Right? I mean, does that make sense? What other alternative?
Yeah.
What other explanation can there possibly be?
Somebody was thought for they were
90
get
grand
and chucked it all out the window.
It could be. Or they had it in a bag in the back of a pickup truck and the bag open. Who knows? But it, I can imagine there are a lot of, as you get out of Delaware, the land opens up. There are a lot of farms down there.
Oh, yeah.
And
what road was it again?
Route 23. From comes it starts south of Columbus, goes through Columbus.
Oh, okay. When you said when you get out of Ohio, then you mean you said Delaware.
Well, it comes up from the Delaware, Ohio.
Okay. Oh, that. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But that's they the drug dealers tend to stay off the interstates, and 23 is a pretty fast shot from Columbus to Toledo, and it parallels Interstate 71, I think, 71, which is the main highway up. Through you can get on that in Columbus and go north to Toledo and then to Detroit. And is it 71? I'm thinking that it's not 70. That's not the right number, but it's one of the 70s. Anyway, but they stay off of those interstates. The drug dealers do. It's like in Massachusetts, the main drug corridor from Springfield to the University of Massachusetts, or actually to Amherst, where there are 9 colleges, is a drug corridor. And it's State Route 202. And the police know it. The reason I found this out, when I had a tractor that broke, I had my tractor on a truck, and the truck lost its clutch. So I'm stuck in the middle of nowhere in a little town that has about 300 people that live in it. And it's on this road. And the one person that was a police person in the town helped me out, and we were talking about this little town. And she said that this is the big, they never stop cars that are speeding because they figure that they're all packing. They let them speed. The only thing that they do in these little towns is investigate accidents. They will not stop a speeder because it's the drug courier route, and they don't have enough firepower. The drug dealers way outflank them.
Wow.
As far as firepower is concerned.
That's crazy.
They all know these little towns. I'm trying to remember, Shutesbury is the name of the town. Palmer, Shutesbury. If you look up on a map, Richie, you put an S-H-U-T-E.
Yeah, I remember talking about this before.
Remember that lady? Right.
Yeah, that female cop. Thing.
Right. And she told me, and another fellow who works part-time and who happened to be with us, says, yeah, we don't stop them in Palmer either. They don't stop them because they know if something happens, they're going to get shot. They aren't asking any questions, nothing. Let them go. And so I'm guessing, although along Route 23, and not likely to be like that, because I've seen police officers along Route 23, the Ohio State Patrol, but not as many as you see out on the interstate. And these guys are, they're smart enough. But the point is, we have these, it's kind of like Amtrak. You have these routes that are used by the mules that carry the drugs from one city to another. And everybody knows it. The police know it. I guess people that use the road frequently know it. Sometimes they put the stuff in just plain cars, and sometimes they put them in trucks. Sometimes, I don't mean to throw darts at some of these people, but the truckers who are not making it are looking for extra loads, if you know what I mean.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they pay off the truckers, give them $1,000 or whatever to drive from Toledo to Detroit, or from Columbus to Detroit, or wherever it may be. And who's the? Once in a while, the truckers get stopped. By the ICE, they used to be the ICE, the DOT, and they inspect them, but they won't go through the cab. They won't look the tool. They'll look to see if you got a fire extinguisher and flares and the equipment that's necessary.
They have to have reasonable.
Right, they got to if they have reasonable
cause
in order to check it out. Yep, yeah. But a lot of people don't know that these secondary roads, like these state roads, like 23 in Ohio, are used by the drug mules. Now you know the rest of that story. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor. Then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You could enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Kmart. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. This is an easy decision for Kmart. We want to help moms have healthy pregnancies and, in the process, save babies' lives. We've participated with March of Dimes for the past 28 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the 20,000 companies, including Kmart, who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Did you see that the first Spider-Man comic book just sold at an auction for $1 million?
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh? This is the comic book market is amazing.
It pays to be a dork, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, well, under the circumstances, if you're looking for them, something to invest in, you'd invest in this sort of thing. Where you can't invest in land anymore, make any money, and you know, there's no money to be made in the banks.
You know, when I was like
market.
22, 23 years old, a buddy of mine owned a baseball card store.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I bought like, I don't know, like 10, 15 boxes of baseball cards, never opened them, just put them up in the attic.
Wow.
Yep. I'll wait another 20 years.
A lot of money.
Yep.
So this was a 1938 edition of Action Comic number one. Remember we talked about somebody finding it, and then they put it up for auction.
Yeah.
One, let's see here. They originally sold for 10 cents. 12 cents by 1962. This copy sold for $1.5 million.
Wow.
It's incredible.
It really is. So the next Spider-Man movie is up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that, and who's the new Spider-Man?
Oh,
it's not
gosh.
Tobey Maguire.
No.
No, it's some new guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on.
Like the Superman. Where do they find these people?
Oh, well, they make them into big stars.
Yeah. Speaking of somebody being made into big stars in the people department today, Ted Williams. On the Today Show, again yesterday, to give everybody an update on how he's doing.
Got a haircut, he's got new teeth, he's got new glasses.
Looking
he's got
good.
A
haircut,
sobering up. He says he doesn't blame the media for the for his sudden rise and fall.
Andrew Garfield is his name, by the way.
Okay. He's written a book at Shopping a Reality Show, so that's the update on him. Mm-hmm. 51 after on Good Day.
At
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
A controversial congressional hearing begins today. The subject, terrorism and Islam. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. On Capitol Hill, the House Homeland Security Committee will be hearing from witnesses, asking questions, looking for answers on the suspected role that Islam plays in homegrown terrorism, specifically the radicalization of some Muslims in America. The chairman of this committee, New York Republican Congressman Peter King, has taken some serious heat for these hearings, which some are calling a witch hunt. Congressman King yesterday once again defended the probe, pointing to the lack of cooperation from Muslim Americans following 9/11.
We're in the eye of the storm when it comes to terrorism. There's been virtually no real cooperation coming from the Muslim American community.
One of the witnesses who will address the committee is Zudi Jasser, founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. He says American Muslims haven't done enough to weed out radicals.
The vast majority of Muslims are part of the solution. They're not the radicals, but yet we've not been treating the root cause. And these hearings, I hope, are a long overdue first step.
On the other side, we have the head of the Council of American Islamic Relations, Nihat Awad, who disputes the assessment of the homegrown terror threat.
Two main allegations that American Muslims do not cooperate with law enforcement are demonstrably false.
And what is the White House saying about these hearings? White House spokesman Jay Carney offering this at his daily briefing yesterday.
We believe that Muslim Americans are part of the solution. They are not the problem.
But does the administration support these congressional hearings?
We welcome congressional involvement in this issue.
Well, that doesn't tell us much. We do know that these hearings will continue to evoke strong emotions on both sides. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The East is in for another weather change, but I got out to enjoy the 3 feet of snow that fell back on Monday. I was at Stowe, Vermont yesterday. Deep, soft, packed powder on the groom trails. A lot of natural snow runs, of course, left untouched. They have a famous front for it, Stowe. They headed down top to bottom the Goat Trail, which is narrow and thin and full of natural snow. Quite a challenge and great skiing and riding taking place in northern New England. Mount Sunapee in New Hampshire with up over 50 runs. It's good loose granular snow in 15 miles. Smuggler's Notch, one of those that scored almost 3 feet of fresh snow. They have all 78 trails open. On to Seven Springs in western Pennsylvania, about three dozen runs. They have the day and night terrain. Sugar Mountain, North Carolina, riding strong with good loose granular snow. 20 runs as they stay at full operation heading into the nighttime. Heading out west, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, a recent foot of new snow. All 2,500 acres open. Heavenly in California with their own couple of feet of new snow in the last 7 days. 94 runs at packed powder. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, stocks lost ground yesterday, but not much. The Dow off by a single point, finishing at 12,213. NASDAQ down 14. S&P lost 2. Crude oil was down, dropping 64 cents a barrel, settling at $104.38. A violent weather system tore through parts of the South yesterday, spawning tornadoes in three states, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Lots of damage, one injury reported. This same massive weather system will bring heavy rains to the Northeast, flooding a distinct possibility for those living near rivers and streams, such as this New Jersey residence.
You live here, you expect it. It's like anybody, you know, you buy a beach, a condo on a beach, you expect it. You buy a condo on a lake, a house on a lake, you expect it.
You expect it, but never learn to like it. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie already declaring a state of emergency ahead of the torrential rains. The latest Forbes billionaires list is out. For the second straight year, Mexico's Carlos Slim is number one. American tycoons Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, numbers two and three, respectively. Among locations, New York, now second place to Moscow in population of the super rich. 58 billionaires hang their expensive hats in New York. 79 hail from Moscow. And finally, a bittersweet scene in Florida.
Main gear touchdown. The nose of the shuttle being rotated down toward the flight deck. The parachute being deployed.
And with that, the Space Shuttle Discovery and its crew, with a safe landing yesterday, discovering the first of the three remaining shuttles to be retired by NASA after completing a total of 39 missions and 148 million miles around the Earth. This 13-day mission to the International Space Station and back was one without any technical problems. And upon its conclusion, you could almost hear the voice of Mission Control losing control.
And to the ship that has led the way time and time again, we say farewell, Discovery.
Well, he's putting up a brave front, but that guy's crying on the inside. What's next for Discovery? Another trip to a museum, the space shuttle's version of being put out the stud. A few final words were uttered yesterday as Discovery landed from the commander of this last mission, Stephen Lindsay.
And I'd like to thank KSC, who has given us a perfect vehicle from start to finish.
Wait. Why is he thanking KFC? Was the crew supplied with a few buckets of chicken up there, or what? Oh, KSC, Kennedy Space Center, not Kentucky Fried Chicken. Gotcha. Never mind. Farewell, Discovery. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Alive. Lights alive.